we welcome you now to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis.
I woke up, I was like, you know how you wake up? They'll be all right. Amen. All right, AdamandBeliever.com/ look at somebody and say, superpowers. I've been just dealing with the time we're in now. We got to have superpowers. Amen. Yes, you have to be a spiritual mutant. Amen. You're not going to make it through this end time if you don't tap into God's power. Amen. Superpowers are necessary because of the level of deception. You know, Landon sent me something, and I had been hearing about it, but Elon Musk put the, he started putting locations, or the new update to Twitter or X now shows location of people that are posting. And they found out that all of the posts that are pushing racial stuff and making black people fight each other, none of it's from America.
This past week, the new Twitter update dropped, and shout out to Elon. He might have did his big one, because now Twitter is showing account locations, and many of the black pages on Twitter that spread anti-black rhetoric and contribute to gender wars are being exposed for being based in India and East and South Asia. Accounts that got exposed are MAGA accounts, so-called American political accounts, large hip-hop pages, fake black American accounts, catfish influencers, and various bot accounts. And these pages weren't just trolling for fun. They were leading narratives, creating fake diaspora beefs, starting gender wars, pitting black women versus black men, spreading stereotypes, and launching misinformation. And the thing is, people have been calling it out for a minute now, but it's cold hard facts now. They're literally weaponizing blackness, pretending to be black Americans, grifting inside the culture, and rage baiting their way into US politics from countries they're not even from. This update might be the best thing to happen on Twitter since Elon acquired it. Someone said black oppression is a global operation. And boy, is that true. We're in an era of digital blackface. And the most interesting thing I find about this whole situation is that they have to put black people at the center of their chaos because they know that's the only way they'll get engagement. Why is that?
Ain't that something? Don't it always happen right after a truth behind hip hop? Targeting black people. Got black people. Some of them don't talk to their mamas and daddies because of things they think really happened that they saw on the internet. Fighting. I mean, yeah, we call it black Twitter, but it's just the engagement to get us racially charged. We build racial religions like Hebrew, Israelite, and all that. We're just racial, racially stirred to keep an offense in our heart to make us hate one another. Now, anybody that has a problem with somebody is not saved. Amen. They want to clap at that. Everybody wants an unpardonable sin. Well, I've never blasphemed the Holy Ghost. Yes, you have. You're blaspheming the Spirit if you don't allow the Spirit to operate in you. The Spirit, what are the fruits of the Spirit? Those have to operate in you. But the one that unlocks them all has to be forgiveness. Because that's the one that saves you. And God said, if you don't forgive, you will not be forgiven. So if you were the devil, which none of y'all are, right? But if you were the devil, what would you do? You create a way to make everyone upset with somebody. You create a world where people will be upset with somebody so much so that they can't let it go. come to church every week with an offense against the pastor. Go to bed every night with an offense against your husband or your wife. Go to Thanksgiving dinner by yourself because you got an offense against your own family. These things send you to a burning hell. See, that's okay. That's okay. I preached the whole message about it, but that's all right. Yeah, see, we want the demon, and I said this in part 15, but we want the demon-possessed person to come in. We want their head spinning around, their tongue on the floor, and them spitting green stuff. And we want to see that. And, oh, that's the name of Jesus. Come out, blah, blah, blah. And we don't understand the real manifestation. The demonic manifestation that is running rampant now is offense. Yeah, manifest. When you have an offense, you manifest. Start trying to stop God. Now, what did the Pharisees do when the whole blasphemy talk was happening? They said, he's casting out devils with a devil. Right? So they didn't even they said he can't be saved because there's something he did that we don't like. That's what an offense does. Offense makes you cancel everything good that a person is even capable of because you're upset with them. That's what the Pharisees did. That's the unpardonable sin. That quick. Yeah, I just preached it. That's it. Just got to look at the context. So now something is completely wrong with Jesus. Ain't nothing he can show us. He just showed us a miracle. Yeah, but he used the devil to do the miracle. And Jesus said, I tell y'all what, you can blaspheme the Father, you can blaspheme the Son. Basically, he was saying that an unbeliever that doesn't know the Father or the Son, you can blaspheme them. But y'all say y'all know me. So you that are Christians, you that are believers, you the ones that can blaspheme the Holy Spirit. Man, I don't know how I got on this, Jay Bryan, because this don't have nothing to do with the sermon I'm preaching, but I feel like the Lord is leading me to say it. Yeah, that's who he was talking to. The so-called righteous ones. AdamandBeliever.com/superpowers.pdf. Amen. We're going to go through three superpowers. If you got these, you are better than human. You're human plus. Now, we get saved to be human plus. Because as human, we lose every battle. Right? So we take on God's power so that we can be human plus, better than human. Amen. First superpower. I like these graphics. It's just nostalgic. Prayer. Prayer is a superpower. Amen. I was going through something the other night and dealing with something mentally, just bothering my mind. And I put on one of them focus prayers and heard myself praying. See, I bet the apostles, I bet they are amazed at how we can pray for ourselves. Like that. Like I heard me praying about me. So I let the prayer work on me and then I start repeating what I was saying, declaring it over me. Amen. And it worked. It gave me power over whatever was bothering me. I needed power. So we need the superpower of prayer. Amen. Since God is the source of our power in the earth, We must stay tethered to him through prayer. Prayer makes us what?
Powerful.
Man, when we mature to the point to where we take our mouths off people and put prayer on them, we'll begin to see the difference made in people's lives, but we'll see even a bigger difference made in us. It costs us to dog folks out. That's expensive. To tear somebody down, to not operate in grace and mercy, costs you. It costs you. It makes your life harder. Because the mercy you extend is the mercy you get.
Amen.
Amen. Many of us have hard lives. Many folks walking around dealing with hardships because of who they put their mouth on. Philippians 4 and 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in how many things?
Everything.
How many things?
Everything.
How many things?
Everything.
In every, absolutely everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. You can't let your requests be known without prayer. Because prayer is how you commune with him. Amen? So your prayer life is essential to bringing God's power down. If you're making your request known to God and you want his power, you got to pray for it.
Yeah.
Prayer brings his will to us and gives us an advantage over occurrences, situations, and circumstances that we face in our lives. How many of you want an advantage? Advantage. Prayer gives us an advantage over the non-prayers. It's a superpower. Mark 11 and 24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you do what? When you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Amen.
Amen.
So pray. Look at somebody and say pray. And you gotta pray to pray.
Amen.
Talk that before. You gotta pray for a prayer life. Yeah, because there's too many distractions. There's too many things distracting us right now. Man, we got more stuff distracting us. Phone just beeps, chirps, pops, wiggles, everything. All day. And you trying to study the Bible on it. All them notifications. Man, please. You got to pray to pray. You got to pray to enter into prayer.
Yeah.
Amen? That's okay. Amen. But this is a superpower. This can get some things done that you can't do by your own strength. Amen? And don't wait till you need a job and start going in. Just warfare praying. You saying stuff that ain't been said before. Because of money. Don't do God like that. Go in that same mode of prayer because you happy. Go in that mode of prayer for what he's already done. Go in that mode of prayer because he deserves it. If he don't do anything else. Nothing this blessed me. It may not bless you like it blessed me, but nothing has to remain as it appears if you pray.
That's right.
Nothing has to remain as it appears if you pray. Because when we pray effectually and fervently, we can bend the rules of our realm. Oh my gosh. We can bend the rules of our realm. Y'all be caught up in these TV shows and movies and Neo and The Matrix and seeing reality being it. God been doing that. God has been doing that. God been getting in folks and doing great things. Read the Old Testament. Supernatural things. Man, God has power. You could be, man, please. God will elevate you on your job and you'll be doing stuff you've never studied before. Super, look at somebody say, I need a superpower. Man, I'm trying to bend the rules of our realm. Because I don't like most of the rules in our realm. So when we pray effectually and fervently, we can bend the rules of our realm. Then we can see the truth behind things. People see the truth behind hip hop, man, that came from 3 years of waking up at 3 a.m. every morning for God to speak that to me. He was bending the rules of our realm to give me information that was going to come to pass. Because I sought him in prayer for it. I didn't know I was seeking him for that. I was just seeking him. He's like, well, while you're here, let me tell you something. While you're here, let me tell you why you're here. Amen. You can say what you want, man. You can hate. Ooh, you can hate. Just can't stop it. God does what he wants to. But effectually and fervently when we pray, we can bend the rules of our realm. We can see the truth behind things. Man, you can see the Judas in your life. Yeah, that's what Jesus did around the table. They said, Lord, but who's going to do it? He about to dip his bread in it. Like Jesus knew all along, kept him around, but knew all along. You know, and most of the time, God makes you keep him around. That's how he does me. I don't get to get rid of him. I got to keep him around, and you got to let him manifest. Because they might change their mind. Look at somebody and say, you're not God. You're not God. Or not just see behind things, but then also change things into what they should be instead of the way they currently are. Prayer can do that. Prayer can change you into the way you should be instead of the state you were in before you started praying. Did that happen to anybody in here? Amen. This is the superpower of prayer. God's power accessible to his people. James 5 and 16 in the Amplified says it like this. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available. You hear that? Makes tremendous power available. Heartfelt prayer. Amen? And that's why he said when you stand praying, forgive. Because God don't want you praying for something bad to happen to somebody. He don't want you praying and wishing something bad happens. He don't want you praying and glad at someone else's downfall. So he said, when you stand praying, forgive. Because if you don't forgive, you won't be forgiven. Amen? If you don't forgive, you won't go to heaven. Folk don't want to take it there. Well, now, God know we all got stuff. Yeah, but that's one of the stuff you can't have if you plan on going to heaven. That one is, he takes personal because now you're insulting what Jesus did. Second superpower, faith. Amen. People like, I don't like these superpowers. superpowers. I thought you was finna say, no, these are the ones you need. Faith. The climate of our world, folks, faith is getting messed up. They believe in all kinds of crazy doctrine because they live in the digital realm. As long as you're standing on the rock, it ain't faith. It's not faith till you jump off. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things what?
Not seen.
Not seen. The rock, you standing on the rock, you seen. Well, the Bible said, stand on the rock. Yeah, but every now and then you got to jump and believe that God is going to catch you. That's faith. Superpower. Faith is a superpower that works exceptionally well in making us new creations. We can have our entire life restored, renewed, and remade with faith. Now that's a powerful superpower, because some of us was trash. All of us. The older you has been remade new because you believe it. Ooh, that's just a raggedy hand clap. I thought it was better than that, Sister Bree. When it was coming out, yeah, you've been made new because you believe it. Yeah. If you stop believing it, you're no longer new. You gotta keep believing. That's faith. You believe that the old way you used to be, you're not that way anymore. You have evidence of it by your actions, but your actions are just the result of your faith. You believe it. You gotta believe it. We can have our entire life restored, renewed, and remade with faith. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are ye saved through faith and not of yourselves. So it's not your actions making you saved.
Amen.
Your actions are just proof that you've been saved.
Amen.
You used to go to the liquor store every Friday night. Risk your life. You know you was risking your life going to the liquor store. You've seen the type of cars and people that be at the liquor store. When you drive by now, you be like, oh man, I can't believe that I used to actually get out, go in there, get what I needed, and come out. Now it looks like a demonic obstacle course. Gotta go around this Monte Carlo and jump over this sedan DeVille and then go around. You know them cars. Old liquor store cars. Yeah, you can't believe you used to be over there. You drive by the club and you be like, wow, I was really in there, sweating out my hairdo. You paid hundreds. Back in the day, it was 50s, but whatever. You paid for them hairdos to only sweat them out in the club for nothing. For nothing. Get home just sticky. For nothing. You got nothing. And be talking big about it. Girl, we had a good time, didn't we? Doing what? A good time doing what? I'm tired. And nothing happened. But you made new. So those things don't appeal to you anymore. But that's because you believe it. You believe that. You bought into the fact that if any man be in Christ, he's a what? New creature. You bought into that. You heard that. You believed it. And now you're a testament of it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Faith causes us to believe that things will be what God says instead of what we see. Oh my goodness. How many of you know it don't matter what it looks like? When you have faith, it becomes a testimony. Now, sometimes it takes a little while. Sometimes it takes a little while. But if you keep believing, if you keep having faith, it's gonna come to pass. Amen? Faith says things will work out even when it doesn't appear that way. Even when it doesn't appear that way. Because 2 Corinthians 5 and 7 says, for we walk by faith and not, we are not walking by what we see.
Right.
We're believing that it's going to change.
Yes, sir.
That's a superpower, y'all. It is a real superpower. The person next to you could be in despair just knowing it'll never get better. And you sitting right next to him with the light of the glorious gospel shining on you, empowering you, strengthening you. In the spirit realm, you full of muscles. In the spirit realm, you got a cape on. You're not ordinary in the spirit. Faith also causes us to endure the enemy's attacks without wavering. Now this is where faith, real faith, when your faith gets tested, you gotta endure his attacks but not change anything. I'm not changing my testimony. I'm not changing what I believe. I'm not changing my disposition. I'm not changing my stance. No matter what it looks like, I'm not changing a thing. With faith, we know that in the end, we will win. Look at somebody and say, in the end.
Hallelujah.
Come on, look at them and say, in the end,
in the end,
we will win.
We will win.
Don't wait till the battle is over. Shout now. Because we know in the end we're going to win. Now I like this part right here. Not just in the end of this world. I'm not waiting on the end of this world. I don't know when that's going to happen. But at the end of this trial we are facing, I want to win at the end of the trial I'm facing. What I'm going through right now. What I'm dealing with right now. What the devil is doing right now. I need this to end. And I need to win. Every fiery dart of the enemy is extinguished by faith. Faith is not just a superpower, but it is also a super shield. Yeah, y'all thought Captain America had a shield. No, faith is my shield. And the Bible says, above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench how many darts? How many? All the fiery darts. And what is that shield of faith? Just believing. Believing I'm protected. Believing I'm chosen. Believing what I believe. I believe I'm different. I believe I'm a new creation. I believe I belong to God. Sometimes you just gotta wait it out with the belief. Sit back and just keep believing. Look at somebody and say, keep believing. Third superpower. This is the bestest one. And a lot of folks ain't gonna like it. You know, I'm not the preacher that's trying to make folks like me. You already heard that. Amen. Sometimes you immobilize and you can't even move to your full potential because you're carrying something that's making you heavy. It's a feeling. It's a feeling. Forgiveness is a feeling. Unforgiveness is a heavy weight.
Yes, it is.
Lord, why does bad stuff just keep happening? I used to hear that all the time. Folks say, man, when I start trying to do right, I start trying to live right, seems like that's when everything go wrong. You heard that before, Jay? Yeah, they say that. Well, there's an ingredient that's involved in this. You think everything is going right, but have you truly forgiven everyone? There's still some contempt there. There's an operative that the enemy uses. That's there. You gotta forgive. Forgiveness is a superpower because you let someone else off the hook and you let yourself off the hook. It's powerful. Can I keep preaching in here? Y'all enjoying this? Amen. The greatest, and I'm saying this, the greatest superpower of them all is forgiveness. Yes, you heard me right.
Yes.
Forgiveness is great because through it we are all forgiven.
Yes.
Why wouldn't that be the one? There's no operating in faith and prayer and none of that without forgiveness.
Right.
We got to first be forgiven.
Yes.
And in order to be forgiven, we have to do what? Forgiveness is great because through it we are all forgiven and can access the other superpowers. Matthew 6:14, for if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
That's right.
Does anybody misunderstand this passage? How clear is that? If you forgive people, God will forgive you. I just thank you. If you forgive people, what God gonna do? So that means if you don't forgive people, what's gonna happen? That's, you know, the church, we jump on stuff. The unpardonable sin is blasphemy of the Holy Ghost, and then everybody's confused. Don't nobody know what that is. So we just leave it alone. Now this is the unpardonable sin. This is it. This is blasphemy in the Holy Ghost. I just laid all of that out earlier. This is it. Unforgiveness is killing folks. Destroying lives and families. Churches. Just the most destructive things, the thing the devil has. Because you can't let it go. An emotion? This superpower comes from the blood that Jesus shed and has the power to give life to that which was dead.
Hallelujah.
That's how powerful this superpower is. Dead relationships, stony hearts, and reprobate minds can all be penetrated and rectified through forgiveness.
Right.
This superpower heals broken hearts, mends broken minds, and saves the lost. Luke 6:37. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. We know that part, right? Amen. That's the one the LGBT use on us. The Bible said, judge not. They love that one. Smacking and everything. Bible said, why, before you say something, you got to do that. Bible said, close your mouth, bro. Close your mouth. They like to say that. Judge not. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Some of them add that to it. Oh, but this last one. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Amen. Amen. Homosexual rejection, whatever lifestyle you're choosing that is a deviant lifestyle, you're choosing it because of unforgiveness. A promise. Yes. Jesus died on the cross to forgive. That means all sin breaks down somehow to unforgiveness. If he settled it all, then that must be what he settled. Yeah, he died so we could all be forgiven. Forgiven for what? The stuff we do. Because we're carrying unforgiveness. Even if it's unforgiveness of yourself, there's still unforgiveness. He said in the last days, they will be offended. Then they'll start hating one another. Then they'll start betraying one another. All because of offenses, unforgiveness. I know I'm preaching. Yes, amen. When you are able to forgive others, you have access to the other superpowers. Without forgiveness, prayers don't work. Amen. Look at somebody and say, without forgiveness, prayers don't work. Unless it's a prayer of forgiveness. How you praying for God to do something for you and you won't do what he told you to do? I don't even understand that. Lord, just work it out. You go work it out. No, I'm not talking about that, Lord. I'm talking about this. Well, I'm talking about that. That's what God, I mean, I don't want to speak for God. He didn't say it all loud in country. But that's what that's his position. He's just sitting back like, no, like, you want me to do something for you? Really? You want to be blessed? And you can't get rid of an emotion?
My God.
You know what I'm starting to believe? That it's not as emotional as I thought it was. It's spiritual. It's a demon. When you can't get something out of you, off your mind, off your heart, and you can't let it go, and it sits there, that's a demon. Every time you see that person, your body twists and contorts and you start feeling away and you can't let it go no matter what. You can sit through sermon after sermon, worship service after worship service, prayer after prayer, and you still got a problem? It's a demon. So ain't no, no. Without forgiveness, prayer don't exist. I mean, prayers do not work. I'm sorry. Without forgiveness, prayers do not work. Without forgiveness, faith is non-existent.
Yes. Amen.
Can't operate in faith and you won't forgive. That same faith has to be applied to your ability to forgive. Well, how do you forgive when you just don't want to? You don't. There's no need of it. Don't even try it. Because you don't want to. You said you didn't want to. People, they email me that kind of stuff. I mean, I just want to get this out. And how do I just forgive? And I just really don't, I just don't think they deserve it. Then don't do it. You can't do it until you know that they deserve it. Because you didn't deserve it and you got it. God is not letting us get past this one. This is the one. We're stuck here. The check engine light is on. You gotta take it in to get serviced. You know, that check engine light can come on and you can drive around for a while. Oh, but something else gonna mess up, Walter.
Yes, it will.
Yeah. So without forgiveness, prayers don't work, and without forgiveness, faith is non-existent. Then without forgiveness, you are powerless, and the devil can have open access to you. So it started out with just an offense. Now you fully wilding. When you stand praying in faith, we must make sure we are not carrying grudges, ought, or any negative emotions against anyone. All has to be forgiven for us to have powerful prayers and uninhibited faith. Mark 11 and 25, and when ye stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. Summary. Good message. More than ever before, we need superpower manifestations to live out the will of God effectively in our present world. We must use the power of prayer to bring the will of the Father down to us. We need to pray for direction for ourselves and others. We need to pray against the attacks of the enemies and pray for our loved ones. We need to pray for our leaders and those that serve among us. We need to pray to stay connected with God. And we need to pray the word of God so that our prayers will be powerful, effective, and what?
Answered.
Then we must maintain faith and never waver. Faith against false doctrines, false teachers, false beliefs, and false manifestations of power. We need faith to shield us from every attack of the enemy on our bodies, finances, families, relationships, etc. Faith is the key to unlocking all other kingdom benefits. We must not, look at somebody and say, do not lose faith. And God forbid we allow our emotions to make us spiritually unstable in this time. What I mean by this is when we carry unforgiveness towards a person, we are spiritually unstable and we are open to false beliefs, false doctrines of men, and spiritual death because we cannot let go of an emotion. Emotion. Demon. Unforgiveness is like Superman's kryptonite. Wipes out all of the other superpowers. And makes us nothing but another lost soul. To truly be powerful against darkness, we must remove the darkness from our own lives. Maintaining a forgiven heart, a prayer life, and stable faith. Look at somebody say, stable faith. Stable faith gives us an advantage in this world and power to rescue others. Amen. I'm closing with this passage, Luke 10 and 19. Now, can you imagine being around Jesus and him telling you this? Because if Jesus tells you this, it's a fact. So your mind starts wondering, okay, how great are we? Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, meaning demons and spiritual junk, and over all, how much power? I'm giving you power over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. Everyone stand to your feet. Right after Jesus told them that, I can imagine he looked at their eyes and saw, man, now they think they something. I mean, could you imagine what Peter was doing when he was saying that? So Jesus had to come after that and say, well, now don't rejoice because I've given you power. Rejoice because your name is written in the book of life. But I'm standing like I'm down there on this superpower. I need all three of those things enhanced in my life. I want God to show me every ounce, every speck of unforgiveness, if there is any. And then I need my faith enriched, and I need my prayer life stronger. If that's you, I want you to come up and we're going to pray and get, well, that's everybody. Well, come on up anyway. Amen. Superpower. You got a super song, PJ? I don't know what. I should award you about this. That should be like a super song. Superpower, man. I need a superpower. Superpower. Man, some stuff gets tough, don't it? It gets tough, man. It's tough being saved in 2025. It's tough. Because most folks aren't. Most folks we know aren't saved. Ain't that something? Most folks you know aren't saved. It's just not. They on your TV, they in your phone, everything, and they just ain't saved. So that makes it hard sometimes. And man, the devil keep, you know how when you have a wound, I just, you know, when you're watching fighting shows, you know, movies where they fight, you know, man movies, you know, John Wick and all that. Whenever they fighting and they have a wound, and the dude comes fighting, he always started hitting you right at that wound, because you already hurting, and that just adds hurt on top of hurt. And it seems like that's what the devil is doing. He's going for the wound. You already wounded right there, and he just And every time he hit it, he's telling you, this is the end times. It's more intense. He's turned it up. So we need superpowers, and we need them to manifest in our lives so we can have the strength to win. Not just the end of life victory, but the victory out of these circumstances and situations we're dealing with right now. Amen. Everyone bow your heads. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for the truth of your word. We thank you, Lord, because this is the truth. And how you operate through us in the world, though it looks like superpowers compared to our human existence, it really is just your power. So, Father God, we want your power. We need your power. We need your power to enhance our prayer life, make us stronger in prayer. Help us to turn off distractions. Help us to see what's distracting us. And God, we come against any spirit, spell, curse, anything, Father, that was sent our way to keep us preoccupied with our emotions, with our feelings, with our thoughts, with our mentality. Whatever it is, Father God, that came from the enemy, we cancel it right now. We cast it down. Our mind is under your control. We will be able to escape distractions and focus on you. Make us focus, God, in Jesus' name. Whoever sent it, however it was sent, however it was put there, Father God, we come against it. We stand on your word against all distractions that's keeping our prayer life from being enhanced. And Father, we pray for faith right now. Strengthen our faith, God, so we'll continue to believe your word. We'll continue to believe what is true. And God, we won't get taken down by these bots and these fake accounts and all this internet stuff, this chatter, this whatever's going on. Father God, it's not going to affect us because our faith is in you and what it is that we know to be the truth. We know the truth, and the truth has made us free. So, Father God, we pray right now that your truth will continue to keep us and that our faith will not fail in this hour. And, Father, most importantly, clean our hearts of unforgiveness. Every instance of it, whoever hurt us, whoever did it, whatever they did, however it made us feel, thing we keep thinking about, the thing we keep pondering over, waking us up at night, sitting in the bed thinking, that feeling in us, Father God, we give that to you right now. Help us to forgive. We do not. We do not want our emotions to keep us from you. So God, we pray for forgiveness right now so that we can be forgiven. No matter what was done, no matter what they did, Father God, help us to get past it and truly forgive so we can be free, Father God, free to operate in these superpowers and make it until the end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 I promise you, if you allow God to enhance these three things, your life will change and you'll be able to bend the rules of this world and see God do great things in your life. Amen? Isn't that what you want to see? Amen. On your way to your seat, hug somebody and tell them great things are in store for me. Great things are in store for me. Super power. Hallelujah.
You've been listening to A True Church Perspective with Pastor G. Craig Lewis, founder of EX Ministries and pastor of the Adamant Believers Council in North Richland Hills, Texas. If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to be a financial blessing to us, please send your donation to EX Ministries, P.O. Box 24870, Fort Worth, Texas 76124, or donate online at exministries.com.